If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cowmercials.
Still playing.
And we're going to hear from him a little later on in this segment, too. So stay tuned.
I will.
Yeah, that's right. All right, how about some more good music?
Oh, yes, please.
Wiley and the Wild West are riding along with us. This is a great song, and we're going to have a little history lesson after this song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought how as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then peal the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Boy, Wiley does a good job with that song,
absolutely,
doesn't he?
Absolutely,
you
yeah.
betcha. All right, little bit of history.
History lesson.
All right, here we go. Most people know that that song was written by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
It was written back in the mid-1800s. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's a little history of Henry's life.
Whoa, yeah.
Okay? Yeah, this is pretty sad.
It is.
Really is. So in March of 1863, Henry's oldest son, okay, the oldest of six kids, snuck away and enlisted in the Union Army.
Yep.
Yeah, unbeknownst to Henry.
You're right.
Henry finally found out where he was, and he petitioned the Union Army to make him an officer.
Mm-hmm.
Too late. He was already an officer.
They had already
made him an officer.
Yeah.
He was a good soldier. And anyway, less than 2 years before that, Henry's wife died in a house fire.
her dress caught on fire. Yeah. She must have been next to the fireplace or something like that.
Yeah.
Henry found her and extinguished the fire, but she passed away
too
the
late.
Next day
yeah.
from the burns and such. So at Christmas time was really rough because his son, who had enlisted in the Union Army, had been shot.
Yep.
And the thought that he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he didn't die.
Right.
And he got shot in the shoulder and in the neck.
Ooh.
Yeah. And was just about paralyzed, but by the grace of God,
yep.
was not. And he returned home.
Yeah.
And so Henry was listening to the bells chime.
Right.
All right. And he was thinking about the rough things that had gone wrong in his life, right?
Yep.
The Christmas bells ringing in Cambridge, and then they were singing Peace on Earth, and he just couldn't wrap his mind around
couldn't go
it
there,
after
yep.
losing his wife and his son being wounded and such like that. But he observed the world of injustice and violence and everything going on around him, nonetheless took an optimistic outlook.
Yeah.
He remembered that God was alive and righteousness shall prevail.
That does.
Yep. And then the song was put, or the poem was put to music in 1872 by John Calkin. There in England.
We could take a page out of his book, couldn't we?
Sure could, couldn't we? I mean, you know, things are bad, but...
They are, but...
God is still alive.
Right.
Yes,
right.
And righteousness will prevail. We know who wins in the end.
We absolutely do.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's do a little cow poetry.
What you got?
Well, you know, in honor of Christmas, let's just do Luke chapter 2.
Why not?
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one unto another, Let us go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told to them.
And that's our buddy Rich O'Brien picking Silent Night in the background there.
You know, too. We could just end it right there.
We sure could, couldn't we?
We probably should.
But we have another great treat for
these good folks, right? Yeah.
Because our good friend Mr. Rich O'Brien is riding along with us again.
That's right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what's he picking?
Way in the Manger.
Very nice. Boy, that's just a beautiful offering, isn't it?
let's shut her down now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, I love the lyrics to that Christmas carol, but there's just something about just the way Rich plays that.
Right.
And the feeling and the witness that you get.
The spirit that goes with it.
The spirit that goes with it. You bet. Great stuff there.
Yep.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Cow country. Yeah. We're going to ditch out to another cowmercial right now.
Okay.
And the good news is when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.